Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. The word says, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. We are gathered together here on a call to worship today, to worship God Almighty, and to lift up the Lamb of God in adoration and praise. And He is here with us. I'm Dave Kersey, your host, and I thank you for joining us today. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the true Son of God, who gave his life on the cross of Calvary so that we may be redeemed, freed from the guilt and the penalty of our sins, and made righteous through the blood of the Lamb. Father, I thank you for your great love for us. I thank you for those attributes that Paul mentions in his letter to the Galatians. Those are your attributes, Lord, the faithfulness, the gentleness, the love, the peace. You are in control in a world out of control, Father. And as we shut out the world today and we come into your presence, we take comfort in that fact, that nothing will enter into our lives today, Father, that hasn't passed through your hands first. So, Lord, if we are struggling today with the load that we are carrying, I pray that you will help us and lift that load, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and finisher of our faith. Let us not be distracted by those worries, those concerns, those burdens that we carry in this life, but understand that this life is like a soap bubble. It's a mist that's here and it's gone. But eternity is forever. And if we continue to be faithful to you and to your word, and we continue to place our complete trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will spend eternity with you. And this life will be just a fleeting memory. Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your patience, Father. During those times that we go astray, whether willfully or by an accident, we do something that displeases you. We know all of that is covered by the blood of the Lamb. We know that we have been forgiven of our sins when we place our trust in Jesus, our past sins, our future sins. It's all covered, Lord. We are secure in your hand. The word says that no man will pluck us out of your hand, and so we cling tightly, Lord, to you, and we worship you today here on a call to worship and praise. We have come to worship Jesus. With our hands lifted high and with all of our hearts, we have asked for Him to meet us. We have come into this place to worship Jesus. When our hearts become one with yours in worship, your Spirit moves and draws us to your throne. There is no place we would rather be than right here, right now. So with humble hearts of praise, we boldly come into your presence. Some will sing a song that you are placed within them, but we will all declare the wonders of your name. We will worship only you, Lord. And from now on, we will never, ever be the same again. Worship, worship the Lord. That's what we're doing today here in A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. That was the Christ Church Choir from Nashville, Tennessee. Greg Buchanan in the background, a very familiar chorus, "As the deer pants for water, so my soul pants for you, O Lord," taken from the very familiar Psalm 42, and we'll be sharing that entire psalm with you in just a few minutes. And now here's Psalm 42. "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?' These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with a multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, 'Why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God."
Like a deer thirsts for water, my soul thirsts for you. Tears cried in anguish.
when the morning falls on the farthest hill, I will sing his name, I will praise him still. When dark trials come and my heart is filled with a weight of doubt, I will praise him still. For the Lord our God, he is strong to save from the arms of death, from the deepest grave. And he gave us life in his perfect will, and by his good grace I will praise him. When the morning falls on the farthest hill, I will sing his name, I will praise him still. When dark trials come and my heart is filled with the weight of doubt, I will praise him. For the Lord our God, he is strong to save from the arms of death, from the deepest grave. For the Lord our God, he is strong to save from the arms of death, from the deepest. His perfect will, and by his good grace, I will praise him.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from Fernando Ortega in his song entitled, I Will Praise Him Still. In the background right now, it's the Larry Dalton Orchestra along with the piano and the song entitled, More Precious Than Silver. Thank you so much for joining me today here for this time of worship. Coming up a little later on in our broadcast, our devotional will be on easing the load of life. You can't grow strong for the seasons of life if you're a spiritual couch potato. And the problem with many of us well-intentioned Christians, we get caught in the doldrums and don't know how to we got there and how to extradite ourselves. We want to press on to know God, but progress is minimal. Is that your life? Does that sound familiar to you? You know, God stands ready to supply his power in these instances, once we realize that we have the vital role of preparing our hearts to receive His strength. But God is always there, and after spending time with the Lord and asking Him to release us from ungodly and unprofitable thoughts and habits, we have to step out in faith. There's a race to run. We have to do our part, and then we can watch God energize us to accomplish His will. We'll talk more about that a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, as I do each week, I want to thank you for your letters and your emails. You can email me a note if you have a question or a comment. My email address is simply dave@calltoworship.us. I hope you'll contact us. Let us know what the program means to you and how it's helping you in your walk with the Lord. If you have a question, you can ask it. I'll email a note back, try and answer it. But you can also write to us. And when you do that, I hope you can include a financial gift. This program is on the air because of people just like you who pray and help us out financially. We're coming into the end of the year. We're halfway through the month of November, just about. And then we have December, and 2013 will be history. And we are quite a ways away from reaching our goal and making our budget for this year. In order to encourage you and to say thank you for your faith promises during this end of the year time, we're going to send out to you a wonderful Christmas CD. Yeah, I know we're only in November, but Christmas is coming very quickly. And I'd like to get a wonderful Christmas CD in your hands so that you can be playing it right away in December and all through the month. It's a CD that was put out by a friend of ours, Mary Beth Carlson. She came out with a CD a few years back called The Heart of Christmas. I want to get a copy to you. If you just write to me this month or before the end of the year, send a financial gift, and I hope you can be generous and help us out. And this would be my thanks to you for having a part here in A Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or as I mentioned, you can go online at our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make a contribution right online. And while you're there, you can even listen to the program anytime you want. Check out the stations where this program is aired, over 360 stations all over the country, and lots of other good things, too. So stop by and visit us at calltoworship.us and send us a gift if you can to Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's listen to this song from the CD called The Heart of Christmas. Here's Mary Beth Carlson at the piano and her title song called The Heart of Christmas. Thank you. Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Power, Meditations on God's Awesome Power, published by Zondervan Corporation. A very familiar verse to all of us is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, where it says, Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Today I want to talk a little bit about easing the load. Lethargy is a deadly enemy of stamina and strength. Spiritual sluggishness is likewise the debilitating foe of godliness, sapping the soul with mediocrity and inertia. You can't grow strong for the seasons of life if you're a spiritual couch potato. The problem is that many well-intentioned Christians who are caught in the doldrums don't know exactly how they got there or how to extricate themselves. They want to press on to know God, but the progress is minimal. They're really not slackers, but they can't sustain much spiritual momentum. Does that describe you today? Well, my friend, God stands ready to supply His power in these instances once we realize that we have a vital role of preparing our hearts to receive His strength. Notice the author's use of "let us" in that verse. Let us throw off everything that hinders. With that demanding course that's set before us, we have a crucial responsibility for spiritual conditioning. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. I wonder how many Christians are weighed down with excess extraneous baggage. I'm talking about emotional loads like anger and bitterness or unforgiveness. They bog us down in our walk with Christ. They distract our pursuit of God. Through the convicting ministry of the Holy Spirit, God often pinpoints areas of unconfessed sin in our lives. In response, we are to throw off these encumbrances through confession and repentance. We won't be able to run with vigor that race until we do. After spending time with the Lord and asking Him to release us from ungodly or unprofitable thoughts or habits, we have to step out in faith. Now, some Christians spend so much time in introspection that they fail to seize the initiative of aggressive faith. There is another side to the equation. Let us run with endurance the race marked out for us. You see, once the load is lifted, we have to move out in pursuit of God's will. There are decisions to make, challenges to be tackled, obstacles to be surmounted. We don't have to go in our own strength, but we do have to go. Now here's the key. Once we cast aside the loads that keep us from reaching our spiritual potential, we have the stamina to hold up under life's tough demands. That strength comes as we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. That's verse 2 of that Hebrews chapter 12. Freed from the fatigue of sin and trivialty, we keep a steadfast gaze on the overcoming power of Christ, who Himself endured the cross as He kept His eyes on the Father's glorious purpose. My friend, there is a race to run. Do your part, and watch God energize you to accomplish His will. God is the ultimate baggage handler, and He'll take care of those things that weigh us down and keep us from our full potential. Heavenly Father, help me to discover those areas that are roadblocks to my spiritual growth. Heal them so that their baggage will no longer weigh me down. And I commit myself to fix my eyes on Jesus and His will for my life, and then to press on and run the race that is set before me.
Stumble and fall. When the
wonderful song there by the Dan Burgess Men's Chorus, the song entitled Press On. Words taken from Philippians chapter 3, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took a hold of me. Forgetting what is behind and straining together for what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Great, great song. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. Don't forget that when you write during this month and send a gift, we're going to send a gift back to you, a wonderful Christmas CD by Mary Beth Carlson entitled The Heart of Christmas. Write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Now let's continue with more music as we hear a medley of songs with the Master's Chorale. The song's entitled, For the Lord is Marching On, Thou Art a Shield for Me. And we'll begin with the song entitled, Rejoice.